Hi, I'm Tom Marks with the Marks Law Firm in Orlando, Florida, and I'm going to talk to you today about what people call custody. In Florida, we no longer have the word custody in our statute. It's really time sharing or contact. The legislature felt like the term custody or visitation was more like what somebody might do in a hospital or in jail visiting somebody. So I have oftentimes clients come in and ask me, can I get sole custody in the case? And so we talk about that. What does that mean? We have two terms in Florida in the statute, sole parental responsibility and shared parental responsibility. So sole parental responsibility is regarding decision making. Who makes the decisions? And if you have sole parental, then you're going to make all the major decisions affecting the welfare of the minor children. If you have shared parental responsibility, then there's going to be an equal decision making regarding all the major decisions affecting the welfare of the minor children. That means education, medical, religion, extracurriculars, things like that. But custody is really what people are trying to get at in the terms of who the children live with. And that's what contact and visitation are. So when a client comes in and says, can I get sole custody? They mean the children are going to live with them exclusively and not with the other parent. So that's probably in about 2% of the cases. That's in cases where the other parent has a criminal record, a felony or felony convictions. Maybe they're a registered sex offender, pedophile, have serious drug issues, and it would be, you have to show that there's going to be a detriment to the minor children to be with that parent. There's a lot of solutions to that situation. There could be supervised time sharing. We have in Orange County, Florida, something called Family Ties, where it's at a school facility on the weekends with armed deputies there that oversee the time sharing. It's kind of a lockdown facility to make sure that the parent exercising that limited amount of supervised time sharing is observed and watched very carefully. Those are very limited situations. So very difficult to get kind of sole custody kind of a situation, but there are other options. Even if you get, say, time sharing that's awarded to the other parent, whether it's 20% of overnight, 30%, it can be up to 50%, whatever. There's no presumption about time sharing in the sense of some people say, oh, there's a 50-50 percent presumption. Not the case. In Florida, we have a statute, 61.13, that has sub-factors A through T that are the 20 factors that the court must consider in every custody case. I keep calling it custody because that's what people understand. And those are factors like the parent more willing to encourage a loving relationship between the children and the other parent, whether a parent's going to need third parties to help them exercise their time sharing, you know, they're dependent on their mother, father, brother, sister, friends, whatever, that would be taken negatively. So there's a lot, those 20 factors. I actually have a YouTube channel called The Healthy Family Law Attorney. I've shot 4 videos on the 20 factors. I've split it up into 5 factors per video. My clients have found that to be very helpful. So those are some of the issues. That's one question I get a lot, and I've addressed that in the videos, and I hope I've addressed that today. Again, I'm Tom Marks with the Marks Law Firm. Thanks so much, and I'll maybe see you sometime. Bye.